The latest arrivals to the International Space Station, US astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, have been speaking to media for the first time since they launched from Earth on Saturday in SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule. The pair made history by marking the first time NASA launched astronauts from US soil in 9 years, while SpaceX became the first private company to send humans into orbit. During a live press conference from space yesterday, they answered questions about the mission from the world's media, among them Irish space commentator Leo Enright.
Leo Enright with Irish Television.
Congratulations, Bob and Doug, and as we say in Ireland, slán a bhaile, safe home. Your final call-out before SECO was Shannon. Now, obviously, Shannon is in Ireland. What was that all about?
Well, hello, Ireland. That's a great question. Ascent Trajectory offers us some opportunities if needed, if we have got a failure with the launch vehicle, to abort. That's our call to Mission Control in Hawthorne to let them know that we see that change in the abort destination.
Astronauts in Space, and Leo Enright is with us now. Morning, Leo.
Good morning, Gavin.
Are these live press conferences from space a regular event?
They normally happen in Mission Control, so you generally have to be there to speak to them. This is the first time that I can remember that I've spoken to a space station from my living room, but they're regular enough.
Tell us more about this Shannon call-out.
This is really interesting, Gavin, because we're going to be hearing about this a lot in the coming years, it would seem. If this mission is successful, they still, don't forget, have to get safely back to Earth. But if this test flight is successful, Elon Musk plans to be flying this Dragon spaceship to the space station on a regular basis, both for the American government, for the European Space Agency, indeed, there could be an Irish astronaut on board someday, but also for tourists. And every time they fly, the last call out before they go into orbit will be Shannon. That is the moment when the spacecraft, if there is an emergency, would have to splash down in the Shannon abort recovery area, which is a box in the ocean, in the Atlantic Ocean, just off the west coast of Ireland.
Near the Skelligs, isn't it?
That's right. I would think that the nearest land, if they were to have to splash down, would be Skellig Michael.
Now, how does this space flight compare with, say, the original Apollo flights?
It was interesting listening to the crew talking yesterday. There are clearly some differences between this launch and previous launches, most notably, of course, the Space Shuttle, but also the huge Saturn V. The rocket is much smaller than the moon rocket, the Saturn, but the Space Shuttle is probably a closer comparison. And they say the ride to orbit is completely different. The one thing they noticed, and they even mentioned the film Apollo 13, many people will have seen this with Tom Hanks, they mentioned the scene in Apollo 13 when they stage, when the first stage shuts down and falls away and the second stage ignites. And they said what they experienced on Saturday was exactly like Tom Hanks in the movie.
They also described the whole experience as being quite smooth.
Yes, it was generally a very, very quiet ride up. That, would, of course, would change very dramatically if they had an emergency and they had to separate from the second stage. They would have to blast themselves forward across the Atlantic so they wouldn't splash down in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean where there's no hope of recovery. They would then, as we were discussing, splash down off the Skelligs. But then what happens? How are they rescued? It looks as though the Americans are being a bit vague about this, but it's quite clear they're not staging out of Shannon Airport. They're staging out of a military base somewhere in England. But then somebody has to go and collect the capsule, which will still be floating out there. And I've actually specifically asked them, are they expecting a fishing trawler from Phoenix to go out and get it?
when you look at, just to compare it to the original Apollo flights again, when you look at what was happening down on Earth, and particularly in the US at that time, and now, one can draw comparisons. The US space mission, there have been long gaps, and this one has been a particularly long gap.
Yes, it's been a long gap, and there are other parallels as well, of course, with the period that you're talking about. I was in the United States during the Apollo program, during the upheavals of the Vietnam War. I even met George Wallace, the notorious governor of Alabama, who used the space program as a distraction from what he was doing in Alabama in his notorious period as governor there. So the interaction between the space program and civil unrest in the United States is sadly not new. We've seen this before, but I must say, even in the days of 1968, I don't recall the U.S. military, not the National Guard, the U.S. military on the streets of Washington.
Leo, thank you. That's space commentator Leo Enright.